vibrate. What about Freddie? He didn't even do it because they had that. Hi, my name is Carla.
Yes?
Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Am I sorry? What? I'm sorry.
Your zip code?
60525. What's yours?
3115.
Five.
Hold one second. This
you
is customer support.
What do you got?
Customer support. Did you do?
Oh,
do a
customer
comment?
Support. Oh,
right.
For T-Mobile.
We do over. Okay, yeah. We do over 100 online vendors.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because your organization charged my checking account with an amount $67.32, and that's not the original agreement that I had with T-Mobile. I paid shipping and I paid for the additional insurance plan. Why am I being charged at $67.32 on today's date?
Can I have your zip code?
I already gave it to you.
60525.
Write it down.
Last name?
Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R.
Glenn.
Glenn, yes.
Can you verify your address, please?
Somewhere in Countryside, Illinois.
147 Meadow Drive.
Hey, that'll work.
Okay.
What's this charge for?
I'm waiting.
I've answered all your questions. When are you going to answer mine?
I'm going to answer your question when your account loads so I can see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So let me put you on a brief hold until it loads, okay? If that's okay.
Oh, but of course, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
Who the hell?
Pardon?
I don't know who the hell that is. Oh.
Do what? Hello? Hello?
Gotta be.
Yeah, the Uber Lobby. Yeah.
Okay, your account just pulled up. Looks like on. Looks
like what?
You paid shipping and handling $8.25 for a drone.
I paid. Hang on, I got it written down here. I don't remember which one was for the insurance, but one was for delivery, $9.97 and
right.
$8.25.
Correct.
For the extended insurance.
Right. For the drone.
Okay.
That was shipped.
My
when you
question
pay that,
is, what
when
is
you,
the $67.32 for?
When you pay $8.25, you entered yourself into a membership with the Factory Direct Electronic Savings Club, and every month you'll be charged $67.32.
Okay, I'm sorry. There was nothing on the website I was at that said that. This is considered fraud.
It was in your terms and conditions that you'll be entered as a member in the Safety to Direct Club when you accept that gift.
I didn't enter any Safety to Direct Club. So either remove this from my account or I will get it removed. That's the options, because I did not sign up for this.
Okay. As I said, it was in your terms and conditions, and you'll be charged.
I can't hear you. You're fading away.
Like I said, it was in your terms and conditions. You'll be charged $67.32 until you cancel that account. Now, upon the dispute, they must investigate where we'll provide the terms and conditions proving it's a valid charge.
Your own, and I'm going to cancel all three of these charges.
I can cancel
my account.
And
on account because you're dishonest.
I do
That's
apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked your terms and conditions.
Okay, it was my fault. I overlooked it. That's why you snuck this other charge in, because I overlooked it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the 6732, what I can do is offer you a 35% refund if you would like.
You can't do a refund on the 6732?
I can do a 35% refund if you would like.
No, I can do a cancel where you don't get your money. How would that be? Zero is better than nothing, right?
Hold a second.
Okay, I'm holding.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund on the 6732. If you file a dispute, we will provide terms and conditions, which is going to let them know it's a valid charge, and the refunds that I'm offering you now will no longer be available.
Good. Well, then I will just make sure that I cancel the charge so you don't get your money. How's that? That's better, right?
Hey, that's because if you file a dispute, we're just going to show them the terms and conditions, and they're going to see that's a valid charge. See, what I was trying to do is give you a refund.
I'll see what I can do. Okay. That's fair. I'll do what I can do, and you do what you can do on your end, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Let me speak with my supervisor. Hold on.
I can't hear you.
I'm going to speak with my supervisor. Hold 1 second, please.
Another hold. Right. When do I get to put you on hold? Here we go. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Are you back?
I spoke with my supervisor, so I'm going to refund that in full and cancel that account, so you'll no longer receive any more billing from us.
Okay, that's good. No more billing. And the 6732 is going to be returned to my account.
Correct.
Okay, and I don't want to join no monthly club, whatever you're talking about.
It's canceled.
Not interested. That's canceled. Okay, now what about the drone that I've already paid for? Is that canceled too?
Hold a second. Let me see.
Okay.
Looks like you should have received your drone on the 27th.
Well, I haven't moved recently, and I have received nothing on the 27th.
Okay, well, I'm going to look it up in... Okay, let me find it. What happened? Thing. Paste. Let's see. Okay, it's on its way.
Okay.
And your account has been canceled.
What?
Your account has been canceled. You'll no longer receive any more billing from us. You should receive your refund in 3 to 5 business days, and that item is on its way. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You have a good New Year's.
You too. Thank you.
Celebrate real good.
I hope it's real good.
I'm sure it will be. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good one, then.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right.
All right.